Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Squires reaches second base with a double. May scores. Morrison moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. Morrison scores. Squires moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wolford scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields the ball and throws to Baumgarten covering. Safe. Money moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pryor for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lizcano takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lizcano moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Farmer now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Morrison covering, for the out. Lizcano moves to second. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie now playing left field. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morrison bunts towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lizcano. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor is walked intentionally. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to third. Pryor moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lizcano strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner pinch runs for Sal Bando. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Moore and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.